my first word is to be humanitarian, to be humane, and to love that person. I mean, my husband was my partner, and obviously I loved him to bits. And when we first discovered, both of us, because we both went to the analysis and the tests and so on, when we both discovered it, it was a shock for both of us. And at the time, Jim was still able to appreciate what was happening. We were told, and I remembered right up until he died early this year, that they did say that this person will become somebody else. But the person that you love is still there. And he needs your support as you need his, and so on. And so that love and concern is what kept us going, the two of us. And I don't regret a minute of it. He was my husband. I don't regret a minute of helping him. I don't regret a cent that I spent, and the expenses, believe me, were very considerable, especially since we are overseas, in looking after him. I was very lucky that I was able to afford a Zimbabwean carer who came with us to Senegal, because we have been here. Jim was here nearly 5 years. It's now 5 years since I've been here. And we brought Wadzi with us, a Zimbabwean who is the most compassionate, well-trained, English-speaking person who completely related to Jim and became part of our family. Thank God for Zimbabwe is what I can say, because we Zimbabweans are some of the most compassionate people, and we do understand the importance of family rallying around. We don't send our relatives to an institution, for goodness sake. If we have a member of our family who's suffering, we look after them. We find a way, and that is the humane way. And that is what I would like for all of our Zimbabweans to please bear in mind and to carry forward.
When was your late husband diagnosed, and when exactly did you start seeing symptoms? And then, so someone out there who's listening may actually not even know that this is Alzheimer's. What should they look out for?
There are two types of Alzheimer's. There's the fast type, which happens in one time you notice that there's extreme hyperactivity, confusion, loss of memory, and strange behavior. And within a year, about that person is dead. That is the fast sort. My husband had it for about 8 years before he died. But when I took him for a test, the reason that I took him was that he had become increasingly forgetful, let's say, but we had a disastrous holiday in the UK. We went to the UK, and I think it was 2008, to have a holiday together, and he lost several very expensive things that cost both him and me a lot of time and money. He lost his Visa card. He left his wallet in a telephone booth in London. He lost whatever it was he had to come to meet me at the airport, because we traveled separately, and his wallet. And fortunately, whoever it was who found the wallet in the phone booth, there was a telephone number or something, and he managed to get hold of Jim. And Jim had to go and meet this guy at the same telephone booth in Euston Station or something in London. And he got his wallet back with all the money and everything, believe it or not. But here you've lost like 2 days, okay? Then he went down to meet his daughter in Devon. Somehow he left his video camera, which was a very expensive camera, on the train. And he managed to get back to London and realized that he'd left his video camera on the train and called British Rail Lost Properties. And amazingly, somebody had simply handed it in to the lost property there in Penzance. We get to London Airport, to the Heathrow, to the duty-free. He buys a new, very expensive digital video camera. And they call our flight, and we go off, and we get in. And as we're sitting down on the plane, he says, "Oh, but where's my camera?" He's left it in the excuse me, shop. And so when I get back to Harare, this little adventure has cost several thousand pounds. And I think, no, there must be something actually wrong with him. He's not just doing it to annoy me. He's not just forgetful. There's seriously something wrong. We went together to my GP, and she asked him a few questions, referred us to St. Giles, actually, where they do an assessment. And it was there that the psychiatrist said, look here, all the evidence points to Alzheimer's. And that was it, yeah.
And was there any treatment that you were offered, or how did it progress from there?
No, there's no real treatment. Alzheimer's is one of these things, you know. Eventually, we did start the Aricept, A-R-I-C-E-P-T, medication, which is the traditional medication for Alzheimer's, and it did work, although a doctor, a very close friend of mine, said, oh, Mum, don't worry with all that. Just give him vitamins and what. But it did help. But also, you are supposed to treat with omega oils. But I found the Aricept did help. There's a very good and active association in Zimbabwe called ZADA, which it stands for Zimbabwe Alzheimer's and Related Diseases Association, because Alzheimer's is one of many dementia diseases. And ZADA is a wonderful organization. It's what we joined. We were advised to join by the psychiatrist who diagnosed Jim. And I have to tell you that they helped us so much in support, in moral support, in information support, and in just general friendship and love. And I'm still very much part of ZADA. And would recommend anyone who is in Zimbabwe or who has a relative in Zimbabwe who may be confused or losing memory or have lost a memory, or maybe they just think they might be. Jim used to do things like put his wallet in the freezer. You know, I mean, strange things like that. Those are the indications, you know. Put your pen in the dishwashing machine. These are indications that your brain links are not working properly anymore. Please contact ZADA.